It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Death of a Unicorn. And let me make myself clear. Parents, this is not for kids. This is rated R and will scare them. You're better off letting your little girls wear Snow White dresses for the current remake, which I didn't care for. But for everyone else, this is a wickedly funny and bloody entertaining A24 release with Paul Rudd and Jenna Ortega as a father and daughter on their way for a business meeting and accidentally hitting something that appears to be a unicorn. They take its corpse to the mansion owned by Richard E. Grant, Tay Leone, back on the big screen, and Will Poulter, and they all discover that it can heal all diseases and injuries, including cancer. Just like in Deep Blue Sea, they experiment on the creature for medical and financial purposes, and then there's going to be carnage. So you could say, you mess with a unicorn, you get the horn. We've seen this kind of thing before, so the story is not that original, but Death of a Unicorn has more going for its low-budget campiness than any of the $320 million burned in the current Netflix hit The Electric State. The actors are able to add some sly wit and conniving charms to their characters, and I like how Ortega tries to be the sensible one in all this. I had a lot of fun with this one. 3 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. Coming up next, it's Woman's Best Friend, as Naomi Watts must take in a Great Dane in The Friend. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.